John chapter 20 is where I'm going to be speaking from today. John chapter 20, maybe you have your Bible with you today. If you don't, there's probably one in the chair rack in front of you. It's on page 906 if you want to follow along in the chair rack in front of you. The title of the message is Believe. That whole word believe is an interesting word to me. What does the word believe mean? We believe in a lot of things. We do. You and I both believe in a lot of things. Here's what the dictionary tells us. Belief is accept something as true, sure of the truth of. Or a second thing, hold something as an opinion, think, or suppose. Or a third thing, to have confidence in the truth. What do you believe in? We all have a variety of beliefs, don't we? Actually, I think nowadays that is just one of our statements. Well, you believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe, and everything's just fine and dandy. Is there an eternal truth? I believe there is. What belief is right? Just because we believe something is correct doesn't necessarily mean that that's what is correct. Have any of you ever been proven wrong? Sometimes those are some really humble moments for us, correct? Oh my. When somebody finally proves to us something different, ouch. It can really get close to home if it's a spouse. When you know you're right, and then right here it is, and we're told something different. I can believe that mankind really didn't go to the moon. And you might have watched the Mythbusters trying to prove if that was just a fallacy and it was just made up. But we really did go to the moon. You can say, well, it didn't really happen. Well, you can believe that, but that's not truth. I can believe that the speed limit should be changed. How many of you believe the speed limit should be changed? Yeah, well, you can believe that, but I don't know what's going to happen. I will tell you this. So the speed limit changed on I-90 to 80 miles an hour. That was a great thing, wasn't it? Yeah, the trips are just so much shorter going from here to Sioux Falls. And it changed like on April 1 or something here several years ago. I think it was April 1. I might have been incorrect on that. But I know for a fact I was traveling the evening before April 1 or whenever it changed. And guess what? The signs were up. And it said speed limit 80. At like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So I went ahead and went 80 miles an hour. I thought, well, it officially hasn't changed, but the speed limit sign has changed. So I hope I didn't get stopped. So I hope I was okay in doing that. I can believe that nothing matters in essence that it does. I can believe that I am the master of my own destiny, though Almighty God is in control. I went to the store yesterday, and I found some things. So hold on just a second here. I went to the cracker aisle. Have you been to the cracker aisle recently? Oh, my. There is a bunch of crackers, right? Saltine crackers. These aren't personally my favorite, but maybe you like saltine crackers. Ritz crackers. How many of you like Ritz crackers, especially with peanut butter or cheese in between? Speaking of peanut butter, right there it is. Toasty peanut butter sandwich crackers. Maybe you are just a Triscuit kind of a person. How many of you like the Triscuits? Yeah, they're kind of good. And you so at your tray today. Hey, how many of you? Uh-huh. Yeah, like Goldfish. You can't really like those unless you're a kid, right? No. Some of you have adults like, hey, my kids are having Goldfish crackers. This is a good day for me. Club crackers. Just regular club crackers. I personally don't like these. How many of you like animal crackers? Yeah. All right. Well, more power to you. And then just the name of these, table water crackers. How many of you like table water crackers? All right, a couple of you. That's okay. Which one's the best one? On the count of three, you tell me which one the best one is. Ready? One, two, three. You're all wrong. No. So here's what you're telling me. You believe that one of these crackers is the best, right? And as I'm talking to you, you're like, boy, that'd be kind of nice to have one of those. Now, some of you that are cook type people and you prepare meals, you would say it all depends on what kind of meal you're going to have, right? I mean, you're not really going to have animal crackers with soup per se. You could, but you're probably going to go with the saltines, right? I mean, just depending on what you do. You're probably not going to have, well, you probably shouldn't have Triscuits for breakfast, though some of you could. But some of you would take one of these as you ran out the door to try to get to work on time, correct? So which one's the best cracker? We all believe something a little different, don't we? I also went down another aisle in the store. Hold on just a moment. I went down the cereal aisle. Have you been down the cereal aisle in recent days? Oh my. Some of you, by the way, I couldn't find Wheaties. Do we have Wheaties anymore? I didn't find them at Safeway. How many of you are Wheaties fans? How many of you have your picture on the box of Wheaties? Do you have one of those? Yeah, you could use, yeah. Not because like you were a famous athlete, Leon, were you? Did you do something famous? Some of you are just like Special K people. You like Special K. Nice and nutritious. Corn Pops. How many of you are Corn Pops fans? Yeah. Well, that's just a bunch of sugar, by the way. Some of you, maybe you want to go with the nutritious as well as the frosted. Frosted mini wheats, any of you? Yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah. But Mom, it's nutritious. Yeah. Look at all that sugar on top. No, it's really nutritious. These are the ones that, you know, just fill, you put it in your bowl, and then all of a sudden you realize, I put way too much in my bowl. I mean, those fill you up pretty good. How many of you are Raisin Bran fans? Some of you are like, I don't want raisins. Why would you eat those? Now, here we go. Oh, hold on. I missed one. In the cracker section, I'm sorry. Some of you like Cheez-Its, right? I forgot. That was in the wrong bag. Sorry about that. Now, back to this. Here we go. Wild Berry Fruit Loops. Can I just say this? Some of you are a little older. You didn't have this growing up. And Wild Berry Fruit Loops, what is that? I mean, come on. It's just Fruit Loops. It's not Wild Berry. Oh, here we go. Chocolate Frosted Flakes. How many of you are? Wow, that was a good murmur. Good job. Some people like that. Now, there are some of you who are very nutritious in the room, and so you just have the old granola. How many of you are granola fans? Yes, look at all you wonderful people. We'll put this over here by itself. No, we won't. Got to put a couple more over here. Apple Jacks. How many of you are Apple Jacks fans? You like those, Pastor Manley? All right. And some of you like Cheerios, but I figured that I just wouldn't go with the regular Cheerios because they're not quite as good as Honey Nut Cheerios. Is that a true statement? Yes. All right. So on the count of three, tell me what of these, hopefully you got all of them, that you believe is the best of the cereal. Ready? One, two, three. Lucky Charms. I don't have any Lucky Charms. The text says this. He saw and he believed. I want to look at what that means today for us. We all have a variety of beliefs. What does the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ look like? If you would join me in John chapter 20, I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to go through verse 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, just so you know, the other disciple is John, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple, John, outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. The first thing I want you to see here is this. Jesus had died. This is true. Jesus was on the earth and was crucified. Sources outside the Bible talk about Jesus. If you want to do a history search, you should do this. If you don't believe Jesus, you should do a history search and find out. Do others talk about Jesus other than the Bible? Yes, they do. Josephus talks about Jesus. Tacitus talks about Jesus. Here are some of Tacitus's words. Nero fastened the guilt on a class hated for their abominations called Christians by the populace. Christus, which was Christ, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of Pontius Pilate. And a most mischievous superstition, thus checked for the moment, again broke not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome. Christ was Christ, Jesus, and the extreme penalty was the execution of the cross. Pliny the Younger, who some of you have maybe never heard of, records Jesus. Lucian of Samosata talked of Jesus. The Babylonian Talmud records Jesus as well. They were a collection of Jewish rabbinical writings. There are a number of sources outside the Bible that supports Jesus living on this earth. Jesus died for all of mankind. He died to give us eternal life. He paid the penalty for us on the cross. I am thankful for his death, and I am thankful for the resurrection. You may not believe that Jesus lived. He did. You may not believe that Jesus died. He did. You may not think that Jesus rose again from the grave. He did. What do you believe? Jesus had died. And number two, the ladies came to the tomb. They came to anoint Jesus. Now, this was common for that time period, though I wonder how well we would do with this. Most of us have a hands-off responsibility to death. We don't have to worry about that. A loved one comes, and the morticians come in and remove the body. Then they take care of preparing and embalming and caring for our loved one. I am thankful for those in that profession. They are very helpful in our time of need. But they didn't have a mortician or a funeral director at that point in time. Thus, it was left to ordinary people, and we know who they were. It was Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus who came and took Jesus' body from the cross and placed him in the tomb. Several ladies went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. This must have been a traumatic walk for them. I want you to think about this for a moment. They were grieving. They had seen Jesus brutally beaten. And they knew of the wounds that he had on his back. They knew of the crown of thorns that was placed on his head. They were grieving. Some of you have walked down this path before. You have driven somewhere, knowing that you might see that loved one for the very last time. Or you drove somewhere knowing that you were going to a funeral. Those are very interesting moments. I did not know this, but it happened this way. This last week, my family and I were able to go down to Lincoln, Nebraska to visit my in-laws. Manel, my wife, has a great aunt who's 105 years of age. And we have stopped on a number of times and seen Aunt May. She lived in a tar paper shack till she was probably well into her 80s out by Rose, Nebraska. Anybody know where Rose, Nebraska is at? It's out in the Sound Hills, out in the middle of nowhere, really. She moved into town of Bassett, and she had to be 95 or older, because my kids were around, and we stopped and saw her one day, and she had a pump organ. And I was like, do you know how to play the pump organ? Well, sure do. So she sat over there and had a pump organ and played, I believe, the old Rugged Cross at age 95 years of age. Incredible. On Tuesday, we stopped by and we saw her, happened to be at the Bassett Nursing Home, and she was happening to eat when we were there. And she was kind of falling asleep a little bit as we ate. And I think it's okay to say this, but I hope it is. I asked her how she was doing. I said, "Are you tired?" And she said, "Dead tired." Took a picture of her and went on to Lincoln, Nebraska, got there in the evening. And then on Wednesday, we found out that she was unresponsive. And then Thursday morning, she went on to her eternal reward. Comforting, I think, for us as a family, that we were probably the last family that were there to see her. Some of you have similar experiences as that. Some of you have that experience in the last couple of weeks or even the last months or the last couple of years where you've held a hand and you've walked down that path. These ladies going to the tomb, they were grieving. They were going to anoint Jesus' body. It wasn't just the death of someone passing in the night. He was beaten. He was flogged. He had a crown of thorns, and so they wanted to be by his side. They knew that Nicodemus and they knew that Joseph had taken care of Jesus' body. They went while it was still dark. There's something about sunlight that brings hope. I'm thankful for sunlight today. And when they arrived, the stone was removed. Think on that for just a moment. What happened? That's not how it's supposed to be. You've been in those situations. The stone's gone. Third thing was the ladies went to the disciples. It wasn't supposed to be like this, that the rock was supposed to be gone. The stone had been sealed with the seal of Pilate, and he had sent soldiers to guard the tomb. They were concerned that the disciples would steal Jesus' body, but death could not hold Jesus. I wonder what it was like when the stone was rolled away. Maybe you've thought of this, maybe you don't really care, but the Bible says that there was a big earthquake. Have any of you been in an earthquake before? I never have been in an earthquake that I was aware of. I can't create that scene for you today. It'd be kind of fun if I could, just to have you feel what it'd be like when the stone was rolled away. There was a big earthquake. We see in Matthew that an angel told the ladies, go tell the other disciples. So they went to the other disciples with this news that they're like, what do we say? The disciples came to the tomb. Peter and John come onto the site, wondering where Jesus was. They went in, and maybe they went in with fear. The cloths were folded up. Some might think that there's a kind of custom that comes from folding, but we are unsure. I just like to think of it that Jesus likes to be tidy. Here's what one would say. If the body was stolen, thieves wouldn't have taken time to unwrap the body. They would have went with. Or, even if they did, if you've ever been involved in any thievery, you don't stay around and say, let's make it all nice. No, it's like, let's get this and let's get out of here. And so the clothes would have been strung all over, quite possibly. Jesus was not there. Where did he go? We have recording in the Bible that tells us that he appeared to many people after he rose from the grave. He defeated death, and that's why we gather today, to celebrate Jesus rising from the dead and giving us the hope of eternal life. The fifth thing I want you to see is this. John believed. Here's my prayer for everybody here this morning, that you would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my greatest prayer for you. And when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the hope of eternal life. And others may say, you're goofy, you're way off base. But I know this. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe in Jesus, when you pass on, and as I heard this last week, the statistics are one in one, one of every one die. When you pass on, you have the hope of eternal life. The wedding feast of the Lamb. We're not sure if everyone else believed or not, but he saw and he believed. Hebrew tells us, blessed of those who have not seen and yet believe. What did he believe? Some people would say that he believed what Mary had said about Jesus not being there. Others have said that he believed that Jesus had not been taken from the grave. He saw no signs of a gone through tomb. Others think he believed he is risen, he was living. Godet says this, he believed in the Messiahship and the sonship in a sense that had not come upon him ever before. I'm not sure what he believed, but do believe that this others believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you supposed to believe? Believe that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. Believe that you can turn your life over to this master named Jesus. Believe that Jesus came to our earth, that he was here, and that you can have a relationship with Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16, very famous verse, many of you know. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Here's what the scripture says in verse 9. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. I think this last verse of the passage that I'm sharing today is an important one. Here's what it says. Then the disciples went back to their home. They come upon this huge scene and they believe, and then the disciples went back to their home. Guess what happens? In a little bit here, you're going to go back to your home or the place of your residence. Maybe it'll take you a couple hours to get there. Maybe it'll take you 5 minutes. Maybe it'll take you a little longer than that. The question is, what did the disciples do with this? They continued to believe. They believed what Jesus had started. What do you do with this? I'm asking you today to believe more than just believing what kind of cereal is the best. Oh, this will light your flavor buds for quite some time. You'll enjoy this, but by noon, you'll be done with that. You could go have another bowl of cereal, but I would, at least my opinion, you might disagree with me, this is again a belief thing. I think if you had chocolate frosted flakes for a week, you'd be tired of frosted flakes after a while. It'd just get old. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he doesn't get old. Don't just believe in what cracker is the best. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why should you believe? Because Jesus' life is true. He was truly on this earth. He was truly born of a virgin. He truly died on the cross, and he rose again to give you freedom from the grave. Because if you accept Jesus and you believe in him, it changes your whole perspective. Those of you in this room who believe in the Lord Jesus, it changes all of the way you think. It's not just, well, I don't know. It changes how you think. And when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a home in heaven. As we were visiting with Aunt May, she was eating, as I mentioned to you. On her plate was some pureed, grounded up, it just was mash, that's what it was. And the nurse who was helping her said, yeah, that's hot dogs and barbecue, or hot dogs and beans or something. And I looked at it and thought, really? And then there was a little yellow thing that looked like pudding, and it was on the tray too. And it was, that's macaroni and cheese. It's like, oh my. Someday we all have the opportunity to be at the wedding feast of the Lamb. And that wedding feast of the Lamb is in heaven. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be a part of that. And it's not just going to be a little slop. It's going to be magnificent. Will you believe
in the Lord Jesus Christ. And will that belief take root in who you are, and may it flood out of you. Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone that's in this room. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you for taking the penalty of death. God, every one of us was born a sinner. That's what your word says. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you died for my sins. I thank you that you died for every person in the world who's ever been born sins. I pray for each man and each woman, each boy and each girl this morning, that they would believe in you. God, I know that in our world there are so many beliefs out there. There are so many things we can believe in, and some of us in this room might have been derailed for a little bit, and we need to get back onto the belief that's going to stand through eternity, and that's in Jesus Christ. God Almighty, I pray that we wouldn't get caught up in the belief of cereal and crackers and some other things, but that we believe in you. So God, I pray in the power of this moment, I pray the power of your word, I pray in the blood of Jesus Christ that you would just work throughout the sanctuary this morning. There's someone here who hasn't confessed of a belief in you, that they would say yes to you and they would say, I believe. And they would walk out of these doors and walk out of this building believing in you for the very first time. God, if there would be somebody here this morning who's veered off the path a little bit, and their belief system has been, it's been off a little bit. I pray that you would help them to get back and believing in you and say, yes, I believe in the Bible. I believe that Jesus rose and gives me eternal life. Thank you, God, for hearing this prayer. We look forward to the day when either one, you will call us home, or you will come again. Thank you that we can believe in you. And God, help us in our unbelief. We love you, and we pray this all in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The praise team is coming back to the platform at this point in time because we're going to sing a closing number before we leave. The song is This I Believe is the name of the words of the song. And I hope that though you may know this song, you may not know this song, look at the words and make it true in your heart. Make it true in your heart that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. April 21, 2019, may you walk out of here saying, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.